Welcome back to The Green Team. We're talking all about plastic this afternoon. It's International Plastic Bag Free Day. We are still struggling with our SMS system here, so I do apologise, but hopefully we'll be up and running maybe towards the end of the programme. But so you can keep texting us if you like to do so on 4001. Let's just introduce everybody. My co-host, Tatiana Abella, who is the Managing Director and co-founder of Goombook.com. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, Sean.
Have you got anything posted on your website today?
Actually, we have recycling facts on our website and a lot of tips on plastic and facts on actually how plastic affects our lives. We do have also a glossary where you can find more information on plastic. People should know that not all plastic can be recycled. Only 7 types are recyclable. And so always look at a little symbol beneath the bottle or beneath your container. Look at which number it is. If it's between 1 and 7, then it can be recycled. Otherwise, just dispose correctly and safely of it. And
How would you then just put it in the bin?
But make sure, I mean, it doesn't fly away. You know, okay, how many times people just litter? They open so many times. I see people opening their car window and throwing it. I'm just run after them. And
you should run. Do you know what someone said to me once? They ran after them. I think they must have been stationary, I presume. They picked up the bottle where it was, knocked on the window. The person put the window down. They went, "Oh, sorry, but you seem to have dropped something."
Exactly.
Just thought that was brilliant. Threw it back in the car.
But I go crazy for that and cigarette butts. I think it's the worst thing ever.
Well, thank you for that. Check out the website if you want to find out more information, goombook.com. We're joined in the studio also by Melanie Salmon, who's the founder of Global Ocean. Good afternoon. Who's doing fantastic work here internationally and also regionally, raising awareness about various different problems and issues in the oceans and the seas. Good afternoon to you, Melanie.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you.
We are also joined by Winston Price, who is the general manager of Ecopolymers, who's been really enlightening us here with about plastic bags, about OXO biodegradable bags as well. Welcome to you. Welcome to the program.
Thanks again.
And now we're joined online also by Colette Shannon, who is the marketing manager with Spinneys. Colette, welcome.
Good afternoon, Siobhan, and hello to everybody in the studio.
How are you doing?
Well, thank you.
Well, first off, let's ask, are you doing anything for International Plastic Bag Free Day?
Not today, but we have plans for the start of Ramadan. We've a new reusable bag that we're printing. We shall be giving that away each of the weekends over Ramadan, because we think that obviously it's a time of high traffic within the stores, and also it is something that is targeted and reusable throughout the season and also throughout the year. It's an OXO biodegradable bag, and I know one of your people in the studio have been talking about that. So it's something that's easier to carry around, and it is very heavy duty as well, and it's something that can be more easily used than some of the more bulky bags. But we've been doing that right throughout Ramadan. We did it at Christmas as well.
Right.
We think that these special occasions gets people to think not just of family and friends, but also of the environment and the effect that plastic and just waste has on the environment.
Now, we understand, we heard from Winston, and also just earlier in the programme from Dr. Perry from the agency in Abu Dhabi, that they're doing these campaigns, that they're going around to various different supermarkets, etc., and training the packers, etc., about bags. Have you included that in your stores?
We've done a lot with EAD in the past. We always get involved in their programs. They do a lot of initiatives in Abu Dhabi in particular for plastic bag free weekends, and we've always got involved in those. And we give away, I think we give away about 20,000 bags in the last 6 months or so in Abu Dhabi to customers coming in on those occasions. We do a lot of training with our staff. It's not an easy task because you have people coming from different environments. A lot of our European customers get upset with
That'll
regards
be me.
To. Yes, I know, and I am one myself. And I regularly remind staff when I'm doing my own grocery shopping. It is something. It's education of our staff, which we do a lot of, and each staff goes through times a year they do training, and that's always top of the training. But it is a cultural change as well, and also in terms of from our customers as well, to educate those customers coming into the store to understand why we're doing it. It's not because we don't want to give you a bag. It is more so from the environmental perspective. We have made an effort in terms of all of our bags, including in produce and bakery, are all OXO biodegradable, and they have been for almost 2 years now.
Right. So would you ever, I mean, I know we're sort of getting to grips with the laws and what's happening in the future, etc. Now, as we understand it, we thought there was something coming up saying that the whole of the UAE should be plastic bag free. But, I mean, you're shaking your head on that. I thought there was a campaign 2013 that it would be plastic bag. Obviously,
no, unfortunately, Siobhan, it's not. It is, all bags must be reusable or biodegradable. For us, as a retailer, obviously, if you know, if there was a regulation there to say that there's a charge, you know, I come from Ireland, and I think it's probably about 12 or 13 years since they banned the use of plastic bags, and there is a charge on them, and it worked quite effectively. It works quite effectively across Europe, South Africa, where they do charge for bags.
Would you be interested to introduce that?
I think if it would be a regulation and all retailers were doing it, then absolutely. For us, it is a cost. To have bags there. And you know, it's not something, it is a service, and our porters are happy to pack into reusable bags as they are into our own bags. We absolutely would be happy if there was a charge or as such on a bag.
I know it would be difficult for you to quote at the moment, Colette, but are there any figures at all that are available for you to possibly quote for us? How much the companies actually spend on producing plastic bags?
I don't have a quote for you right now, Siobhan, but you know, if it's something you want to come back to, I can get a figure for you the next time. That's no problem. But you know, it's a significant cost. You know, in terms of storage costs, delivery costs, you know, it is there.
So it would make sense for you as a business in order to actually introduce a cost.
It would. I think, you know, in terms of, it's the cost of doing business for us, you know, in terms of it is a service, people want a bag, you can't expect people to carry a lot of items without a bag if they come unprepared, you know, so you do have to provide them with that. It is part of the service, and that is what Spinneys is known for. But if there was a blanket regulation to say there is a charge and we could collect it, that would not be an issue for us. We'd be very supportive of that.
Well, I mean, we also had some examples this morning. Tatiana was talking about, was it Géant or
Carrefour
who have actually introduced that. I think it was Géant introduced the paid for bags, was it?
Yeah, they started in 2008 and Carrefour followed a year later. 50 fields a bag. I don't know if this depends on a country regulation or if companies can decide on their own.
I think it's a voluntary basis, yeah. And they also raised I don't know how many thousand dirhams, which went back into an environmental organisation. Again, this is just speculation, but I you know, I'm wondering if it did actually in fact affect their sales or not. Again, we don't have these figures to hand, but it's just a speculatory.
Well, I do think, you know, if you look at the profile of the customer here, so it's so mixed, and that's what makes living in the UAE so great. It is such a diverse audience here. But I think in terms of regulation and also in terms of education, we have a role to play in that without question. You know, as a retailer, we do have a role to play in that. And, you know, we're starting internally. It is a complete cultural change and a mind change for a lot of people. You know, we have a system here in the office where we have a box where we have said, you know, make an effort and put any bottles, because people do bring up PET bottles, and, you know, they probably have more of an effect over plastic bags on the environment, particularly here where it's quite hot. People do carry a lot of bottles of water, and you know, to be able to recycle and reuse bottles of water. And I think, you know, if we all made an effort to have a glass or a cup on your table, we'd probably save a lot more, because I think that has a huge impact here on the environment from a plastic perspective. But, you know, from a retailer, plastic does have its benefits. Obviously, it prolongs shelf life, helps prevent food wastage, which is an environmental issue as well, in terms of food wastage. So it has it's good point, and it absolutely has its bad points from an environmental perspective. And when you see plastic bags flying in the air, it is very difficult to swallow.
Colette, it's been great to talk to you, and good to hear that you are actually using the biodegradable bags. Now, you mentioned about the campaign for Ramadan.
Yeah.
Will there be anything else that you'd like to sort of maybe just give us a little inkling about sort of coming up?
We have ordered other reusable bags, which we think are quite funky in terms of design. I hope that they will be in the next month and month and a half. Bear in mind, when we order things like this, to have it achievable, first of all, you have to consider cost. People aren't going to spend a lot of money on bags that are throwing their groceries into. You have to keep that cost down. So very unfortunately, we have to order quite large quantities of those to keep the cost down. So it'll delayed a little bit. So I hope in the next month or so we will have a fantastic new reusable bag.
Will they be free?
No, there will be a cost on that, but we will keep that very short. Even on all the bags that we've had, whether it's canvas bags or jute bags, we have never made profit on them. Right. We've sold them at cost. Mm. We also have great trolley bags, which are insulated, so you can get your exercise and protect the environment at the same time by reusing these grates, because they can go up and down stairs and things like that. They're very popular in the UK, because you have people like one of my favourite designers, Orla Kiley, she's designed a really funky one.
Granny bags. They seem to be coming back into fashion, actually. I think
they are.
Cool.
And, I use one because I'm within walking distance to a store, and, our head office is in Bur Dubai, and because you have a lot of people that walk to store, there's a lot of users of those bags, and they're insulated as well, so it protects, obviously,
cool.
when it's coming and this weather, because it's hugely important. So there will be things, but during Ramadan, we will give out a lot of really nice reusable bags. Design is really important to customers as well. You don't want to carry something that you wouldn't like to be seen carrying, so that's important.
UK and States, they spend so much money on these super funky bags, and people actually pay to have them.
Yeah.
Oh, to buy one of those, I've priced it, I think it's well over £100 to buy an Orla Kiley trolley bag. And people, if I lived in the UK and I could get one, they're not available here, I would happily carry one. Because people use public transport, and they're a lot more so than here, where people use cars. I think, as I say, it's down to education and regulation would be great, but education, and we will continue to do that in terms of all of our, we are opening new stores, and that is the first thing, and I keep going back to our training manager to say please, because as a customer as well, I hate to see too many bags going out.
Well, it's good to hear, Colette, and thank you very much for sharing all that information.
Thank you very much for having me on, and good luck to everybody, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you very much, Colette.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. That was Colette Shannon there, who's the marketing manager for Spinneys. Good to hear.
Yeah, she's fantastic. I remember 2 or 3 years ago, as a consumer, she's the first person I wrote to about plastic bags.
Oh, really?
Poor thing. Yes.
We must take another very quick break. Do stay with the programme, and we'll be back after this.